AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden visits Smith Flooring near Philadelphia. He said small businesses like Smith's will get help through the coronavirus relief bill when compared with the first relief measure.
You go to a big bank, they'd say, do you have an account with us? Do you borrow money from us? Do you have a credit card from us? They didn't want to deal with people who were on the short side. But you really made it work, and I think you should be aware more help is on the way for real.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Pandemic Response Coordinator Jeff Zients is making progress in getting vaccines distributed.
He announced an increase of vaccine allotments to jurisdictions to over 16 million, including allotments from all three authorized vaccines. When you add that to the doses going out through federal channels, including directly to pharmacies and community health centers, we have over 22 million doses going out the door just this week.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the situation at the border is under control as more children try to come into this country. Here's the AP's Rita Foley.
The Biden administration is continuing a Trump policy of quickly expelling single adults and families arriving at the border due to the coronavirus pandemic. But it's holding minors in shelters until they can be placed with relatives or sponsors here in the U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas calls the situation at the border difficult.
Eight people are dead in a crash that followed a police chase when the driver of a Dodge pickup truck loaded with immigrants tried to outrun Texas state troopers yesterday afternoon near the border city of Del Rio. The pickup crashed head-on into a Ford F-150 truck. The woman and child in that truck are hospitalized, along with one survivor from the other truck. The Dodge's driver has been arrested. Two people are dead in a fireworks explosion inside a home in Ontario, California. The blast broke windows across the neighborhood. This is AP News. National Institutes of Health teams up with National Cathedral in Washington in an effort to get religious groups to encourage their members to get the coronavirus vaccinations.
Dr. Francis Collins heads the National Institutes of Health, which was involved in the research and testing of potential COVID vaccines.
As a believer and a scientist, I can see the opportunity to use the tools of science as a chance to be part of God's plan for healing.
He calls on faith leaders to reach out to those who are skeptical about getting vaccinated.
There is nothing to fear here, and there's much to be gained.
And at the cathedral, infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci tried to dispel some of the myths, like the vaccine will make you sick or it contains a microchip.
There really are things as ridiculous as that.
Fauci says the vaccines are the answer to ending the pandemic. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.